Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy from their second release on ECM Recordings, released in 1986, recorded that same year. And their rendition of Saving All My Love for You. Lester Bowie at the trumpet, Vincent Chancy at the French horn, Frank Lacey, trombone, Rasul Siddiq at the trumpet, Steve Touré at trombone, Malachi Thompson at the trumpet, Stanton Davis at trumpet and flugelhorn, Bob Stewart at the tuba, and Philip Wilson at the drums. Lester Bowie's Brass Fantasy. Prior to that, the Art Ensemble of Chicago, circa 2019, from their 50th anniversary celebration, entitled We Are on the Edge, a double CD disc released on the Pi recording label, as I say, 2019, with, of course, Roscoe Mitchell still alive and creating at soprano and alto saxophones, Famudo Don Moye at drums, and many percussion and other things. Also in the band, large band, including Hugh Reagan at trumpets and flugelhorns, Fred Berry at trumpet and flugelhorns, Nicole Mitchell at flute, Temeca Reed at the cello, and I could go on for a while. That was their old standard, Chi Congo, from the Art Ensemble of Chicago, and from the 2019 recording. Again, I'll say that. Prior to that, from a 2019 recording as well, William Parker, and part of the migration of silence into and out of the tone world. I think that's what it's called. Tone Silence? Yes, maybe that's it. Released on Unfidelity, the box set, of which we took disc number 4, entitled Cheops, and it features Koto Kitamuro at voice, Matt Moran at vibes, Ben Stappa at the tuba, Kyla Abbott at soprano saxophone, Rachel Uhl at drums, and William Parker, of course, at the bass. Again, Migration of Silence, Cheops, and that was the piece, Cheops. Again, you can find it on Fidelity Recordings. Before that, some Duke Ellington from 1975 in the album The Afro-Eurasian Eclipse, released on the Fantasy recording label, and that was a piece entitled Afrique. Duke Ellington, of course, there at piano, joining him, amongst others, Harry Carney, baritone saxophone, Rufus Jones at the drums, Russell Procope at alto saxophone, and Mercer Ellington in there at trumpet. Afrique from the album The Afro-Eurasian Eclipse. Prior to that, from the album Path of Seven Colors, of course, Chess Smith and We All Break, from their release on Pyroclastic, and a piece entitled Lord of Healing. Miguel Zenon at alto saxophone, Matt Mitchell at the piano, Nick Dunstan at the bass, Daniel Breville and Fanfan Jean-Guy René, both at tambu. Marcus Schwartz also at tambu and vocals, and Chess Smith at drums, percussion, and some vocal work on the release as well. Prior to that, the wonderful trio, the Karuna Trio, from the Imaginary Archipelago, released in 2019 on the Meta recording label, Adam Rudolph's imprint. And we heard Adam Rudolph at percussion and all kinds of phones and things. Ralph M. Jones joining him at aerophonics and voice, and Hamid Drake at drums and percussion. And that was a piece entitled Oki Imbo, from the album Imaginary Archipelago, released on Meta Recordings. Karuna Trio once again. And starting that off, from Malcolm Gianni and his trio, is what he calls it, but in actuality it is a nonet, from the new release Dali, released on Mushroom Hour Half Hour Jazz out of South Africa. And that was Life Isitimini. And you heard it here on Jazz Amok. This is Jazz Amok right here on CKUT 90.3 FM, www.ckut.ca. And we're going to do a little bit of business, I think.
Check level. Level check. Frank Gradkowski. My name is Frank Gradkowski. Frank Gradkowski. Mein Name ist Frank Gradkowski. Und wenn ich nach Montreal komme, and when I'm in Montreal, I'm coming to CKUT 90.3 because it's fun. Oh, that's...
Le virus de la COVID-19 et ses variants se propagent toujours au Québec. En cas de symptômes d'allure grippale ou s'apparentant à ceux de la COVID-19, tels que la fièvre, la toux ou la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, ou si vous avez été en contact avec une personne infectée par le virus, il est essentiel de passer un test de dépistage et de respecter les consignes d'isolement, même si vous êtes vacciné. Le dépistage demeure un des meilleurs moyens de limiter les éclosions. Pour en savoir plus, visitez québec.ca/test-COVID-19. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive of the member jar. That's all I had in when I got. CKUT is a messenger, teaching the youth about roots and culture, and tell the massive of the member jar. That's all I had in when I got. 90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the cultural radio station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
This is Jazz Amok on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. www.ckut.ca. Playlists are available at jazzamok.blogspot.ca. Full listing of all the music played here on the program on a weekly basis. Speaking of music, let's get back to it, and we're going to continue with some Lester Bowie, and we're going to get it in the seasonal festive season, I guess. A piece entitled Almost Christmas, featuring Lester Bowie solo at the trumpet from the album All the Magic in 1982, released on the ECM recording label. Once again, Lester Bowie and Almost Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you.
If that doesn't get you in the Christmas spirit, I don't know what will. The mighty, mighty Mars Williams and his Eiler Christmas Project, the fifth volume from him and his project. Mars Williams at saxophone, toy instruments, and suona. Joining him, Josh Berman at the cornet, Jim Baker at piano, viola, and keyboards, Brian Sandstrom at bass, guitar, and trumpet, Steve Hunt at the drums, Peter Monu at violin, and Kent Kessler at the bass. That was a piece entitled The Angels Sing with the Old and New Ghosts in the Manger, featuring a number of Albert Eiler themes, indeed, as per usual from Mars Williams and his Eiler Christmas Project. You can find the fifth volume at Astral Spirits Records, and you can find all the other volumes at Mars Williams Bandcamp page, if I'm not mistaken. Prior to that, another piece from Lester Bowie, from the All the Magic disc, though this time featuring him in a quintet setting, and that was them, of course, taking on Ghosts. Lester Bowie at the trumpet, Ari Brown at reeds, Art Matthews at the piano, Fred Williams at the bass, and Philip Wilson at the drums. The mighty Lester Bowie and his take on Ghosts. Prior to that, from a brand new release from David Sanford and his big band, a release entitled A Prayer for Lester Bowie, and we heard the title track from the new Greenleaf recording label. Hugh Reagan involved in the project, both playing trumpet and conducting the large big band for this particular outing. Well, for that piece, anyway. A lot of players involved, including Jeff Vidal at reeds, Ted Levine at reeds, Brad Good at trumpet, Hugh Reagan, as I mentioned, at trumpet as well, and conducting, Harry Carney in there, a baritone saxophone. And again, you can find A Prayer for Lester Bowie at Greenleaf Recordings. Almost Christmas is what we started with. Lester Bowie solo piece from All the Magic, a 1982 release on the ECM recording label. And that was that. This is Jazz Amok, bidding you happy holiday season. I won't be here next week. The morning detour going overtime. They're going to celebrate with 4 hours of Christmas Eve relevant programming. So hope you can tune in for that. And I should be back. I will be back on the 31st with some more programming of Jazz Amok. My name is John B. Have a great holiday. Take care of yourselves. And wish you all the best for the coming season and the coming year. John B. Out. Take good care. Oh, of course, we're going to close with some more Christmas music, and it is going to be from the Vince Guaraldi Trio, of course, from a Charlie Brown Christmas featuring Jerry Grinnelli at the drums, who, of course, unfortunately passed away this past year. This is Christmas Time is Here from a Charlie Brown Christmas. See you around.
throughout this frequency. We're going to call you CKUT throughout this frequency, 98.3. That frequency is what you're picking up when you tune that radio.
Very impressive.
You can sit on the moon and it looks like they pick up CKUT, clear as a bell.
Fascinating. Your analysis seems logical.
CKUT is on the air.
Following is a previously broadcast program.
Hello, and welcome to Signs of the Times on CKUT, a show trying to understand the uncharted cultural waters that we find ourselves in today. A little later in the show today, we'll be interviewing Marlene Hale of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. But before that, Elle and I are going to provide a little context. I'm one of your hosts. My name is Olive.
And my name is Elle. Today, we'll be talking about Wet'suwet'en and the pipeline expansion project that they are opposing. So Wet'suwet'en is in so-called BC, in North Inland.
So the pipeline project that's going through is being built by CGL. So the pipeline is planning to go from Edmonton, Alberta, all the way through the Rockies into Burnaby, BC. And the pipeline is planned to go through the traditional territory of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. This project was